Father, we are grateful today for another opportunity to look into the Word of God. We ask that Thou wilt open the Word. We ask that Thou wilt bless our hearts. We ask that Thou wilt meet our individual needs. Show Thyself strong in behalf of those who place their trust in Thee, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the 17th chapter of the book of the Revelation for our last lesson in this particular chapter. Since this is our last lesson, I think it might be wise for us to review everything in this 17th chapter. So we are going to read the chapter, asking you to follow in your Bibles as we read, so that there might be a clear understanding of the Word. We read then from Revelation chapter 17, verse 1, "There came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which had the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, the other is not yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and their strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are the peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree to give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God should be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Now we have spent a great deal of time on these 18 verses in the 17th chapter of the book of the Revelation. Let us say at the very outset, as we have our review, that the 17th chapter is describing that great false ecclesiastical system which will be in power at the same time that the Antichrist is in power, until such a time as the Antichrist feels that she will have no further usefulness to him. Then, as we are going to see in this our last lesson on the 17th chapter of the book of the Revelation, he will strip her of her power and put her out of existence. We want to go back over this 17th chapter today by way of review and notice what we find in each verse, comparing other verses with material found therein, that we might have the complete picture. In verse 1, we are introduced to this false ecclesiastical system under the terms of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. When we compare the first verse of Revelation chapter 17 with the 15th verse of this chapter, we find that this great false ecclesiastical system sitting on many waters is symbolized as having control over many peoples, tongues, and nations. In verse 2, not only is she presented to us as having influence over many peoples, tongues, and nations, thus being a worldwide ecclesiastical system, she also has committed fornication with the kings of the earth, and the kings of the earth and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. This verse indicates to us that she shall have great political influence. The third verse, John is taken to the very origin of this great false ecclesiastical system, and her history is traced down through the ages, for she represents the climax of all false ecclesiastical systems which had their beginning in the city of Babylon. In the third verse, John, taken into the wood, to the wilderness, was presented with a vision of this woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. We are told that this scarlet-colored beast is the Antichrist, and the ten kings who will be ruling with him at one and the same time. The seven heads on this scarlet-colored beast represent the city where this false ecclesiastical system will be so prominent, namely the city of Rome. The seven heads also describe the fact that the Antichrist is one of seven Roman rulers. One of them, five of them having already existed in John's day, one of them existing in his day, one of them to come, that one to come to be killed and raised from the dead and made the eighth ruler of the Roman Empire, or the Antichrist. Now, we noticed in verse 5 that this woman who represents the false ecclesiastical system of the end time does not come into being in the end time. Actually, she has been growing into the monstrosity of false ecclesiasticism since her beginning in the city of Babylon, back in the 9th chapter of the book of Genesis, where we are presented to her as a harlot with the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth, drunken with the blood of martyrs, the saints of God who have died through persecution in the name of the church down through the ages, culminating in the intense persecution which the church will suffer at the very end of the age. We are told in the closing verses of this chapter that which we need to learn for our lesson today, that this great false ecclesiastical system will come to power through political influence. She will lend her spiritual power to the political power in sort of an exchange of favor until both have reached the zenith of the power that they desire. Then, when the political powers of the day have reached the zenith of their power, and the ten kings who will be existing in that day will desire to give their power to the Antichrist, we read in verse 16 that they will hate the great whore, they shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. These are all phrases which describe in a symbolic fashion that they will strip this great false ecclesiastical system of all of her power and put it into their minds. God will put into their minds to fulfill his will and give the kingdom of the world to the Antichrist. Not only will the kingdoms of the world be given to the Antichrist, but the whole world will be forced to worship the Antichrist and his image. Now you can see that this great false ecclesiastical system will do much that the political powers want her to do. She will sell herself into adultery, spiritual adultery, with the false political powers, but she will still want recognition. There cannot be worship of the Antichrist in his image and worship of God in the name of this false ecclesiastical system, so the one has to give way to the other. The 17th chapter of the book of the Revelation that has described this false church about which we have been thinking describes in its closing verses its final demise, when it dies a sad death, stripped of all of its power, and people longing for religion are given the religion of the Antichrist, where they are able to bow down and worship his image. We say to you today, if you are a born-again believer, you are not part of this false ecclesiastical system. And since you are not part of it, do not be deluded into supporting it or making way for it through various ecumenical movements which are sweeping our country today, our world today. Though there are good people related to such movements, they are preparing the way for the great whore that sitteth upon seven hills. And surely, you don't want to have anything to do with that.